Local Bandhu here with the last of a little series of boos from the Buddhafield Yatra. A couple of days since I last sent one. A lot's happened since then, and in fact the Yatra has now ended. I'm in London, very different world, totally different reality. Instead of the hooting of owls, there's the screaming of sirens. Instead of the elements and the trees all around, there's buildings, people, supermarkets, traffic, blah blah blah. Another world. Obviously so quick just to come back to it and forget all that has happened. But this morning we woke up very early, half past four in the morning, a huge full moon just setting on the horizon, totally freezing cold. We all woke and just after five actually, we departed for a 2 mile walk to Stonehenge, the stones of Stonehenge. We were camping in this secret valley just beyond the stones where we walked yesterday. We'd spent the previous evening sitting around a fire telling one another the story of the last week, each person a few sentences and passing on, taking up the narrative. Very good way to remind us what had happened. But this morning, walking the last couple of miles in the freezing cold, dark, to the stones, we'd arranged a special kind of private access there. We entered and we conducted our final ceremony. The whole Yatra, in a way, at least on the mythical level, was about waking up the ancient gods of Britain, the ancient gods and goddesses and spirits of Britain, and inviting them to ally themselves with Padmasambhava, the Buddhist shaman, magician, teacher, transformer, representing, of course, the Buddhist forces of wisdom and compassion. So in the stones, we called upon all the Celtic gods, a whole pantheon of Celtic gods, raising their energy, summoning them with a horn, and then invoked Padmasambhava, the invocation of Padmasambhava three times, and requested the two of them to ally themselves in the service of the Dharma, following very closely one of the cantos of the life and liberation of Padmasambhava, where Padmasambhava requests the help of the king of the Nagas to help the king of men, Trisandetsan. Bit of a space after that for people just to make their own offerings, their own intentions in the stones, and all too quickly the hour was up, the sun was up, hot on our faces. We had to leave carrying Padmasambhava back to the camp, final checkout, and then all of us making our way out into the world. Final reading of the Buddha addressing his first 60 enlightened disciples. Go forth and wander for the welfare of the many folk. Preach the Dharma, which is lovely in the beginning, lovely in the middle, and lovely at the end, to beings with but little dust on their eyes. So a magical week, totally magical. We were lucky with the weather. We felt blessed. Personally, I felt blessed the whole time. And now we are back in the world, hopefully carrying something with us, some kind of knowledge of the importance of staying connected with the elements, and the elements just as a source of support, a source of happiness, a source of simple happiness. Even if they are not pleasant, they are true. So this is Local Bandhu, over and out, end of the Buddhafield Yatra for another year. See you in 2013.